Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, look with me. The Bible said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Boy, it's got a ring to it. And the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and it beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine or teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Heavenly Father, this morning truly we thank you, God, for another chance, another opportunity, another day, God, that you've given us, God, to come into your house, God, and to fellowship and to worship you. Father, we just thank you for the beautiful songs we've heard this morning. We thank you for the Sunday school hour and the good teaching this morning. We just thank you, God, from the gifts this morning. And Father, we just are a blessed people today. And I just pray, God, that you'll just let us just pass by every pew today, stop at every heart, and just let them know just how blessed that we really are. Father, I pray that you'll open blinded eyes this morning. Pray that you'll open deaf ears this morning. Not here, but God, across the land today. Father, we pray, God, for all the sick and all the shut in here today, God. And we know that there's many, many across our land today. We pray, God, for those that's lost a loved one unto death today. Always a saddened time, God. And Father, we just lift them up before you here today. But Father, we just ask God now for as long as you may allow that you just come, God, and just minister to every heart this morning. And Father, we pray if there's one here this morning that's sick in body, touch it right now. I pray, God, if there's one here that's lost and don't know you today, I pray, God, that you will not allow them to leave this building today till they come and receive you as Lord and Savior. Father, I pray to God today that you will show us something, God, that may help us, Lord, to grow stronger every day. So, Father, go with us, guide us, and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to think this morning for a few minutes, and if I would only give this message a title, it would be, Are You Building on the Solid Rock? Are you building on the solid rock? Now, Jesus was teaching some things here, and you know, we hear people say, well, we don't know the way, we don't know about this, we don't know about that. And sometimes, you know, even in our churches, we sort of let up, we sort of let down on preaching the true Word of God. But Jesus said there in verse 13, as he began to give some warnings, and Jesus just laid out a plan, he just laid out a plan of salvation, Brother Ron, for each and every one of us. So we're not going to stand before God, as Alvin said a while ago. We're going to stand before God one of these days, and we're going to give an account, each and every one of us, personally. I'm not going to stand one day and give an account for my wife, and she's not going to stand and give an account for me. Amen? And I'm not going to stand one of these days, as Brother Alvin said, it'll happen for us, and say, that was my pastor. He didn't tell me about these things. Brother Alvin, that's not going to happen because I'm going to the best of my ability to tell you the truth. And the truth of it is that if you're a sinner, you need to be saved. And if you don't get saved, the truth of it is there is a hell waiting for you. So therefore now you're not going to stand and say, well, he didn't warn me about this. I'm warning you about it because Jesus has warned us about it. And he said in verse 13, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is a gate, and narrow is a way, and broad is a way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there which go in thereat. Because straight is a gate, and narrow is a way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find him. So as we said a while ago, today we're all on a journey. We're all on a journey. Now there, on this journey, Jesus said that you're going to find two roads. You're going to find two ways, so to speak. He said you're going to find a broad way. But what is scary about this, Brother John? He said on the broad way, he said there's going to be many. But he said the broad way leads to the gates of hell and destruction. And then he said there is a narrow road, so to speak, a narrow way. And it's also on a journey. But thank God the Bible says because of Jesus, he said there's going to be few there that entered in. But the few that does enter in is going to enter into eternal life. So there's a broad way and there's a narrow way. The broad way holds consequences. And the narrow way holds blessings. And so we have a choice today. Life's about choice. We have a choice which road we're on. If you're not saved this morning, then you're on the broad way. And you need to get saved and get off from the broad way, for there's hell and destruction waiting, and you need to get on the other narrow way that leads to life eternal. Can somebody help me preach a little? And Jesus warns us about this. So now you can't stand before God and say, well, I didn't know that. My pastor didn't tell me. I've just told you what Jesus said. In verse 15, he warned us, there's another warning there. He said, beware of false prophets. They'll come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, Ernie, he said, they're raging wolves. You say, well, what is a false prophet? A false prophet is one, that come before you, a lot of times just seeking his will and not God's will. You say, well, how will I know a false prophet? Jesus told us how we'd know them. So we can't say that we don't know these things, Brother Bobby, because we've got the Word of God here that tells us these things. And he said there will be false prophets come. Does anybody believe there's any false prophets in the world today? They're everywhere today. They're everywhere today. They're seeking their own pleasure and their own self-will. But Jesus said, be aware of them. In other words, he warned us, watch out for them. He said, they'll come in sheep's clothing. Oh, they will be nice. Amen. They'll pat you on the back. They will sugarcoat it. When you find a preacher and hear a preacher that's sugarcoating the Word of God, you better leave him alone and get away from him. Because he's a false prophet. If you see one that's wanting to pat on the back, and you see him that is a man pleaser, so to speak, you better get away from him and leave him alone. But now, if you want to see a true prophet, you listen to the one that will get into the Word of God and say, thus saith the Word of God, amen. It is written there for you and I. It was just not put in there, amen, for no reason at all. It was wrote in this book for a reason, and that reason was to warn us and to help us to get through this walk of life. A lot of people say, well, I don't get nothing out of church anymore. And we'll go blaming this one, and we'll go blaming that. We'll blame our Sunday school teacher. We'll blame our pastor. We'll blame the singer. When was the last time that you looked in the mirror at yourself? Amen? I said last Sunday night, it's only I'm going to tell this, what I told, what I say about y'all, sister, my brother. Then you'll know what I'm saying. You know. But I believe you done one of the best jobs ever heard you do. And I tell you that, it wasn't the preaching that was so good, it was what you was preaching. I told somebody, I said, well, I said, that was awful good, the best ever I heard. But I said, it was not to me, it was a sermon of confession more than it was anything else. When he's talking about a pity party, you know, just like he thought, I guess the pastor didn't know he was going through a pity party. And I was just telling him every day, God poured on him. He's not the only. I'm not just talking about I'm talking about some of the rest of you. Amen. But I want to tell you, confession is good, Tony, for the soul. And the reason I know this, it wasn't only Tony on the altar. It was 2/3 of the church was up here. Amen. So that told me, and I was one of them, just as guilty as he was. Amen. And sometimes, confession, we've got to get it out. Sometimes we get the living, you know, and get to, we'll get under our own self. Amen. And Tony got preaching about he'd been to a pity party. And I was sitting there and I said, I know where you've been. I've been there many times before. But did you ever notice when you get in a pity party, you don't feel as sorry for yourself? Did you ever notice how miserable you are? Did you ever notice how miserable? And you know, most of the time when we get these pity parties, it's our fault, hey man. You know why? Because we're not in the Word of God, and we're not doing the will of God, hey man. So he said, watch out for these false prophets. And then he went on down there in verse 21, and he said, not everyone now that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he said, it's he that does what? The will of my Father, which is in heaven. Just what Brother Albert's talking this morning there. It's the one that does the will of God that's going to make it to heaven. It's the one that does the will of God. He's searching out the narrow path. Amen. Jeremiah said, seek out the old path and walk therein. Sometimes we get off from the narrow path, get on the broad path, and sometimes we wind up in a mess out there. Sometimes, though, the human side of us has just got to try a little bit of the world. Amen. And a lot of times, friends, when, is this all right this morning? Good, because I'm going to preach it. Sometimes, you know, we will, when we get down and we get out, and sometimes, Tony, when we get going through these pity parties that we go through, and sometimes I think of preachers as the ones that's the worst of any of them. And sometimes when we get out of the will of God, Brother Jim, we will quit looking at self, and we'll start looking at our neighbor. We'll start looking at somebody else. We'll start looking at everybody else to find fault with them. And the reason that we do that, and to save us a lot of heartaches and problems, what we all need to do, Brother Mark, and just go to our clothes closet, open the door, push back the clothes, and get our skeletons out of there, and take our skeletons out, and get rid of them out of our closet, and then their closet is going to look a whole lot better. Amen? What are you talking about, skeletons? Some of these old worldly things that we used to have. Amen? And see, we'll put them back in the closet, and we'll cover them up. And every now and then, we got to go look and see just what it's like. I'm talking about pleasures of sin, in case some of you don't know. And I'd be lying to you like a dog if I stood up here and told you, and you know I'm lying to you, if I stood up here and told you there ain't no pleasure in sin. Does anybody think there's pleasure in sin? All right. It's hard to get a boat in this place when you get down to the nitty-gritty, Jim. But we just need to clean out our own closet. Amen. And we get our closet cleaned out, then we'll help somebody else. But Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Well, what does that mean? It simply means, church, that not everyone says, I'm saved. Not everyone, Brother Albert, says, I'm going to heaven, is going to heaven. You say, well, who made you judge? I ain't judging. I'm just telling you what God said. He said, not every one of you that says, well, not every one of you say you're Christian is Christian. Not every one of you say you're going to heaven. He says, going to go to heaven. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible, Jesus said, they'll stand before me that day. You say, what day? The day of judgment. He said, you'll stand before me the day of judgment. And he said, I don't know what you're going to say. So see, Jesus is warning us here. He's warning us before it happens. Because Jesus ain't wanting us to stand before him and say, well, Lord, you didn't say nothing about that in the Bible. So that's why it's in the Bible today, Jim. Jesus said they're going to say, stand before me. They're going to say, well, Lord, did we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we prophesy thy name? Didn't we do many wonderful works in your name? Man, didn't we do? Don't you remember me, Lord? I went to church every Sunday. Why, I preached, I sang. I done everything, Lord. I done everything. Do you remember me, Lord? Man, I've done so many wonderful things for you. You know what? Jesus said, I'm going to let them have their say. He said, I'm going to let you have your say. But then Jesus said, after you have your say, then I'm going to have mine. And he said, I'm going to say to you, I'm not pointing at you, Flip. He said, I'm going to say to you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I don't know you. You think about that today. You think about it today. Them is going to be the saddest word that you've ever heard in your life. Depart from me, I never knew you. You ain't going to get there on your works alone. You're going to get there by doing the will of my Father which was in heaven. And he said, I'm going to say to you, no, you just depart from me. I don't know you. What are we going to do that day? What are we going to say when we've done said it all? We've done told God how good we are. We like to do that sometimes, don't we? We like to do that, Brother Ernie, sometimes. We like to tell God, boy, I'm doing a whole lot for you. You know, what are you going to do? Let me tell you something, church. God done everything that he can possibly do for you. He done gave the best that he's had. There is nothing any better than what God has done given to us. Well, he ain't give me nothing. If you're here, you're 150% wrong. He has gave you his very best when he gave his son, Jesus Christ, and he came down from Calvary, praise God, and suffered and died, and they blindfolded him. They beat him over the head with a reed. They nailed spikes in his hands. They nailed spikes in his feet. Hey, man, they took a reed, beat him over the head, took a whip and tore the flesh loose from his bones with a cat of nine tails. Let me tell you something. Don't tell me that God hasn't given us the very best because he gave him us that we might have life and have it more abundantly today. And people act like God ain't done nothing for them. God, help us this morning. Help us this morning, God. If we would quit thinking about the thing that we don't have and start thinking about the good thing that God has given us, we'd come into the house of God when we got down, sat down and thinking about Sister Connie, the blessings that God has blessed every one of us with. I'm telling you, we'd come through them doors shouting. Nobody wouldn't have to hold them open. We'll blow them open, praise God, today. We need to get out of this pity party stuff today. We need to get out of it, and we need to take a stand, and we need to say, thus what saith the Lord. He said it, I believe it, and I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to live it to the best of my ability. I get sick of these preachers telling me what they believe, hey, amen. I don't care what they believe, I want to know what God believes and what God said this morning. That's the trouble with our churches today. Is this all right, church? Now I'm going to preach a few minutes here. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'm going to stop right there just a minute. James 14 and 7. James, the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not is what? It is sin. He that knows to do good and don't do it is sin. But he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and will do them. See, that's a two-part deal here. Amen? He said, you have ears to hear and not hear. You'd have eyes to see and not see. Amen? So, the Bible said that we need to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. What did Jesus say right here? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, he could have stopped there, but he didn't. He said, and doeth them. See, there's a difference in hearing and doing. You may come in here and say it every Sunday morning, amen, with a deaf ear, or you might sit here and hear the word of God this morning. Hey, man, but if you don't get up and do something about the Word of God, it ain't going to do you no good. But if you hear it, and you say, well, God said, I need to be a doer of it. And Brother Bob, we get up and start doing the Word and what we've heard, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blessed, and the devil can't stop it. Hey, man, that's why we're not blessed. We hear the Word, but then we want to sit back and let somebody else. No, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else sing.
When you know good and well, God is sitting there and got you a song.
Amen. He's anointed you in doing it.
He's gifted you with doing it.
Is anybody hearing this word this morning? And when you sit there and you know that God is telling you to do it. And the reason he's not just telling you to do it for Him, He's telling you to do it for you. Because you've got a blessing coming if you're obedient to God. And not only you've got a blessing coming, but everybody that hears you, amen, has got a blessing, well, glory, coming this morning. Well, I ain't want to be blessed, and I ain't want nobody else to be blessed. Well, you're in the wrong church, I'll tell you that. Amen. You may sit on God, but I ain't going to sit on Him. You say, well, I don't have to live and act the way you live and act. No, and I'm not going to live and act the way some of you live and act either. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Barney. I'm going to live according to the Word of God the best I can. And I'm going to walk by it. And I'm going to enjoy myself. They sent people across the land in church today and just got enough religion. I said, not salvation, just enough religion to make them miserable. Amen. They're not happy at home. They're not happy at church. They're not happy if they're not at church. The only way you're going to enjoy your salvation it's to be a hearer of the Word and a doer of the Word. He said, if you'll do that, man, he said, I'll liken to you. He said, I'll liken to you. What was he said? I'll liken you and him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. But we've got to be a hearer and a doer of the Word. He said, if we'll do that, he said, then I'll consider you a wise man. Where are you building at this morning? Are you building on a rock? That rock is Jesus. We all know that. Honey told me one time, man, and I was just so happy. He said when they poured the concrete in this basement, they got four new King James Versions. They put them in plastic. Is that right, Donnie? They buried one in that corner and that corner and this corner. Amen. Amen. But that's not going to build it. You and I are going to build a kingdom. Amen. We could cover the whole basement floor up in concrete. Bible, we didn't know what they said and hear what they said and knew what they said. It wouldn't do a bit of good. Found it upon the rock. Where's your salvation at this? Is it on the rock? Well, I've lost my watch and I'm blind. I'll just preach on a while. I've got an excuse, Tony, for preaching on a little long. He said, I liken him as a wise man which built his house upon. Listen, he said, the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house and it fell not. Why? Because it was founded. He said, but now whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he said, I will liken him unto a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Now listen to the difference if it's built on the sand or it's built on the rock. He said, the winds blew, the floods came, the winds came, beat upon that house. And the Bible said it fell and great was the fall of that house. But why? Because it was not found upon the rock, was not built upon the rock. It was built upon the sand, and it just couldn't handle the weather. Amen. And that's the same way what he was really referring to is our salvation today. Are we building upon the rock of God? Are we building upon the wind blowing out here? Amen. If we got our salvation building on the rock, let the winds come, let the floods come early. I'm going to tell you, God, he sings a song just right out your storm. I'm going to tell you, if you're on the rock this morning, there ain't no storm. It may blow. It may shake you up a little. It may even throw you overboard for a little while. But if you will stay on the rock, I'm going to tell you, friend, it'll stand. It'll weather any kind of storm that the devil may throw at us. Who can weather it? There's not a storm. The devil can't send a storm that God can't calm. Hallelujah, Cheryl. Woo! Glory be the name of the Lord. But he said, now if you build on the sand, listen to me, church. What he's saying here, you build on the Word of God. He said, you build on the sand. What you talk about building? Try to build a life on the world. On the worldly things, the pleasures of sin. You try to build in the world and worldly things, material things. And if you've got your heart set on them, let me tell you, the storms is coming.
Whether you're built on the rock or whether you're built on the sand, a storm is coming. It's going to test every man's faith. Amen. It's going to test your faith. Where is your house built today? I'm talking about your spiritual house. Somebody come get a song for a while, cut loose. Where have you got your house built today? If you're here this morning and you're pity parties, me, Tony, and a bunch of the rest, I don't know about the rest of you, Tony, but I'll, amen. Confession is good for the soul. Somebody says, well, I'd like to go to that altar. I'm a Christian. I'd just like to go up to God a little bit. Well, why don't you? Well, I wonder what I done. People say, who cares what people say? Who cares what people say? This is between you and God, not between you and some gossiper. I went into that store the other day, and this guy was sitting there. Come here, preacher. I went over and I sat down across the table from him. We sat there and talked a little bit, and he said, man, he said, there's a good rumor going around out there today. I looked at him and I said, is that right? He said, I know it's a good one because he said, I'm... Jesus said, seek me first. He said, I'll add all these other things. When I was a young Christian, Brother Jim, people are today. I just be wanting to go pray and just thank God
or pray
for this or pray for somebody. I look across the aisle, somebody be sitting. I say, now if I go, the devil will say, well, let me tell you, one day the Holy Ghost came in. One day the Holy Ghost came in. And I read in the book, for it said, when it comes in, you'll have power. You'll have power to overcome all things. I overcame that. I overcame it. If you're here this morning and you need to pray for whatever reason, nobody's not going to ask you. If you want somebody to pray with you, just get somebody to the hand. If you want me to pray with you, I'll pray with you. If you just need to come and talk to God, if you just need to come and pray for a loved one, whatever the case may be, it's all the result. It's all. Stand with me, church. I'm done. It's up to you now. Got any skeletons in your closet? Pray them up here and just give them to God today. Amen. That's it, Seth. We're going to move out of here one of these days, church. Like an eagle. Take to the sky. I've got a one-way ticket this morning. One-way ticket. This old flight's going to leave one of these days. I've got my ticket. I've done got it signed. Passport's been recorded in heaven's place. We'll move out of here, sir.
We'll get out of here, girl, one of these days. Enjoyed being in the house of God today. Just out of curiosity, how many this morning did the devil say it's too cold to have church? Why don't you just stay at home? Let's see your hand. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. But how many of the same one is glad that they came today? You said if Jesus said if you're hungry, He said I'll feed you. He said if you're thirsty, I'll give you the drink. He said, I'll meet whatever need you need to be met. We love you this morning, and Jesus loves you this morning. And if it's not doing anything at church time, if you want to come over, we'll just may have prayer and a song. Or get together and have a good fellowship. We'll have somebody watching. If it starts snowing or getting bad, just squeeze it down. It's just up to you. That's your decision today. We love you, and Jesus loves you. Has anybody got a word before we dismiss? Anybody got a word for the Lord? If you don't know what that thing inside you make.